Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our daily program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today we have Sandra Smith with us, a young heroine of the smashing blockbuster Winter. Hi, Sandra.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
So my first question is, what were the first steps of your career? Obviously, your role in Winter wasn't your first one, was it?
Of course not. I've played in a number of smaller-scale films, but all of them were high-quality stuff, the stuff of which careers are made. I got noticed after spending 3 seasons in a sitcom playing a disobedient daughter. Now critics say my work in Winter, portraying a character who is at once youthful, innocent, maternal, childlike, compassionate, and with an almost poetic restraint, has signaled my true arrival. These comments have inspired some not-so-subtle murmurs of Oscar worthiness along with them.
So what's your story right now? Are you headed off to do another movie?
I've got a bunch of things going on. I'm doing a movie called The House. But you know, whenever I really want a part, I'm not sure what to do. How do I let the director know how obsessed I am and willing to do anything for the movie? Once I wrote a director a handwritten note, but I'm afraid to scare directors off if my behavior is too straightforward.
I don't think it should scare directors off.
If I were them, it wouldn't scare me off. Definitely not. I think if anybody comes to you and says, "I'd like to be in your film," it's never good to dismiss them or make fun of them because they are passionate and driven enough. They very well might find a way to be in your film.
I see. When you go from movie to movie, do you do so with a larger plan in mind, or is it really just about what speaks to you in a given moment?
Both. I mean, I'd like to think that I have a plan, but you can't really pick what scripts you're going to get or what movie is going to come along. So I'll have the idea of like, well, maybe I should do something lighter now. Or maybe I need to do something with a bigger budget. It's more about whatever script speaks to you and whatever part is available to you in any given moment, because you don't really have the kind of control where you can plan. But I suppose you can have a general idea of where you want to go.
Can you see any pattern in the choices you've made and the parts you've been attracted to?
Yeah, they are all dark, and I think there's something of an artistic value about them. I know certain roles are important to me. I know that I really want to play them, and I know I can do a good job. It's just I can't put it into words, and it may seem it's an accident. And actually, none of it is an accident, really.
That may disappoint your fans.
I don't want to disappoint people. Maybe I should just say I'll know in 10 years. I honestly think there's something to being curious about anyone's choices. Sometimes you really don't understand why something is important to you until you get halfway through the movie, or maybe even all the way through, or until you see the finished film, like it was with the film Winter.
And finally, what do you like about winter?
God, I love that movie. It's just such a beautiful film. I love the fact that there isn't this big narrative plot. It allows the character's life to sort of unfold in front of the camera.
Thank you, Sandra.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our daily program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today we have Sandra Smith with us, a young heroine of the smashing blockbuster Winter. Hi, Sandra.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
So my first question is, what were the first steps of your career? Obviously, your role in Winter wasn't your first one, was it?
Of course not. I've played in a number of smaller-scale films, but all of them were high-quality stuff, the stuff of which careers are made. I got noticed after spending 3 seasons in a sitcom playing a disobedient daughter. Now critics say my work in Winter, portraying a character who is at once youthful, innocent, maternal, childlike, compassionate, and with an almost poetic restraint, has signaled my true arrival. These comments have inspired some not-so-subtle murmurs of Oscar worthiness along with them.
So what's your story right now? Are you headed off to do another movie?
I've got a bunch of things going on. I'm doing a movie called The House. But you know, whenever I really want a part, I'm not sure what to do. How do I let the director know how obsessed I am and willing to do anything for the movie? Once I wrote a director a handwritten note, but I'm afraid to scare directors off if my behavior is too straightforward.
I don't think it should scare directors off.
If I were them, it wouldn't scare me off. Definitely not. I think if anybody comes to you and says, "I'd like to be in your film," it's never good to dismiss them or make fun of them because they are passionate and driven enough. They very well might find a way to be in your film.
I see. When you go from movie to movie, do you do so with a larger plan in mind, or is it really just about what speaks to you in a given moment?
Both. I mean, I'd like to think that I have a plan, but you can't really pick what scripts you're going to get or what movie is going to come along. So I'll have the idea of like, well, maybe I should do something lighter now. Or maybe I need to do something with a bigger budget. It's more about whatever script speaks to you and whatever part is available to you in any given moment, because you don't really have the kind of control where you can plan. But I suppose you can have a general idea of where you want to go.
Can you see any pattern in the choices you've made and the parts you've been attracted to?
Yeah, they are all dark, and I think there's something of an artistic value about them. I know certain roles are important to me. I know that I really want to play them, and I know I can do a good job. It's just I can't put it into words, and it may seem it's an accident. And actually, none of it is an accident, really.
That may disappoint your fans.
I don't want to disappoint people. Maybe I should just say I'll know in 10 years. I honestly think there's something to being curious about anyone's choices. Sometimes you really don't understand why something is important to you until you get halfway through the movie, or maybe even all the way through, or until you see the finished film, like it was with the film Winter.
And finally, what do you like about Winter?
God, I love that movie. It's just such a beautiful film. I love the fact that there isn't this big narrative plot. It allows the character's life to sort of unfold in front of the camera.
Thank you, Sandra.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.